take us through that at bat there in the eighth inning.
Yeah, I mean, there was a base open, so you know, obviously it's a tie game in that situation, so you just try and keyhole best you can, not expand your zone, because again, like I mentioned, there's a base open, so ultimately in the end the result was good, so it was a good at bat. You just keep fighting, and yeah.
You talked before about how the bigness wasn't a concern, or the game getting too fast or things like that. Moment like this, I mean, kind of relish, enjoy, and look forward that you get to be the guy in that spot?
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting how the game works. You know, prior to that at bat, I had a hat trick rolling. So, you know, that fourth at bat, it just goes to show you that every time you go to the plate, it's a clean slate. Even though, you know, it might overlap in some ways where they might pitch you the same way. At the end of the day, I mean, it's a brand new at bat and it starts 0-0. So that was a situation where, again, it was a clean slate and I was just looking to just, you know, do some damage.
How tough were the shadows as a hitter, but also as a fielder?
Yeah, really difficult, actually. And not to say that's an excuse by any means, but it definitely does make you maybe simplify your movements for sure. You know, in the
seemed like both sides were. I mean,
yeah,
there was
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
right there,
I mean, you know, you kind of rely more on your positioning because your initial read isn't going to be too good. So, defensively, yeah, it was interesting. And then obviously, hitting wise, you just try and simplify it the best you can and put a short swing on it because you know, it was kind of difficult to pick the ball.
So where, and obviously it changes during the game, but were you able to see the ball off the bat and then disappear for a while and then you pick it up? Or like how many times did you lose it, find it?
Yeah, I mean, in center field it starts over the pitcher's left shoulder, and then as the game continues it kind of goes to his right shoulder, and then probably around the sixth or seventh you can go out there with no glasses. But until that point, yeah, pretty difficult. So you just kind of take it for what it is and just roll with it.
How good was it to see this team play the spoiler role today?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, you don't really want to be negative and come from that way, but if you have the chance to you know, take somebody out of the race, you obviously take advantage of that, and you know, you don't stop until the game's over. And that situation, just like you did, you know, it was a game for us in many ways. Our season's over, but we put up 7 runs tonight, so you know, guys are going hard, guys are preparing the same exact way, and that's what it's about. So as a young player to see that, it's super encouraging.
How is this for you, just this game, right? You know, the first three bats go the way they go. I mean, is that something that you might take with you for a little bit if you don't have that clear shot back? You know, does it kind of have a sort of positive to end the game?
Yeah.
Twist how you see the whole thing?
Yeah. I mean, again, like I kind of said before, the way the game shakes out. No, you're good. You're good. Yeah, the way the game shakes out, it's interesting. So if you have that at bat, you know, your first at bat, then you end with 3 strikeouts, you know, how do you take that? But I think at the end of the day, you just, every single at bat, whatever happens, regardless of whether it's a positive result or not, it's a clean slate, and you go up there with a completely fresh mind and just focus on your, you know, focus on what you're trying to do at the plate, regardless of what happened previously. So right now, yeah, the way it happened, having a hat trick and then an RBI to attend the day is obviously what the best scenario there.
To end the season, how about for you personally? I mean, first time through the majors, to end the season just with a few starts here and maybe a positive feel. So can that be a big thing?
Yeah, that's great. That's great. You know, I'm, again, if it doesn't go that way, it would still be great. Okay. Because, you know, as a player, you're always taught to just be mentally tough, and those are guys who stick around. So regardless of the results, you know, it's been a great experience, and I'm just looking forward to it, you know, being for 12 more years, 15 more years, however long. You know, you have to rip the uniform off my back before I'm done playing this game. So it's been a great start for me for sure. And, you know, I've learned a lot.